Welcome to our winter spring Ephesians Bible study. I am so glad that you are here. I'm here that you're at the beginning, and I pray that you will be faithful and committed to finishing this Bible study with me, with your group leaders, and with the new friends that you will make. The purpose of this Bible study is to connect you intimately with God's Word. And I think the icing on the cake is to make new friends, to connect in your groups. But my number one prayer for you is that you will connect intimately with God through His Word. My name is Terry Hamrick. For those of you who might not know who I am Pastor Gary's wife. Come up and introduce yourself to me if you're new. I'm so thankful that if this is your very first time, and if you are new and you didn't do our fall Bible study in Galatians, and you're with us here for the first time, would you raise your hand so that we can welcome you with us this morning? Look around at the new ladies. We want to say welcome. And we're glad that you're here. And we're going to get you in a group, and you're going to make new friends. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." And sometimes I think we think that we know ourselves so well, but it's really God's word that knows us. Studying the Bible is more than homework. It is more than reading a textbook. It is more than an opportunity for a social gathering, because the Bible knows us. It challenges us, and yes, it will judge us. Like a double-edged sword, it's sharp enough to cut through our layers of insecurity. And as women, we all have them. It's sharp enough to cut through the pretense, and it can change our lives forever. Do you realize that the Bible can do that? That it can change our lives forever? Deep down, isn't that what we want? To actually experience God's power in our lives through Scripture. God's Word has the power to change our lives forever. Intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and even physically. David wrote in Psalm 119, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day long. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end." David has such an intimate connection with God because of the greatness of God's word. He trusts God, he loves God, and David's greatest desire is to obey God. But the only way he knows how to do any of this is by knowing God's voice and by reading God's word. As we were singing, even on Sunday when we sang, when Crystal led us in Give Me Jesus, and I asked her to sing that song again this morning because I thought the only way that we get to know Jesus is by spending time with him. He's always right there. He's right there ready for us to come and to sit and to settle our hearts into his presence. And anytime we'll do that, he's there, ready and waiting for us. Psalm 73:28 says, "It is good for me to draw near to God." Do you believe that this morning? That it's good for you to draw near to God. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." So as you read through the book of Ephesians, and that's what we'll be studying together this winter spring, as you read through the book of Ephesians and as you work through each lesson, which will probably take you anywhere from a half an hour, 30 minutes to an hour. So if you're willing to dedicate a half an hour to an hour each week to study God's word, you will be drawing closer to him and he will be drawing closer to you. It'll be a time for you to be honest with yourself and with God about who you are and how you are living. The author of Ephesians is Paul, and if you weren't with us for the Galatians Bible study, or even when we studied Acts, just let me give you a quick background about the Apostle Paul. He was born in the city of Tarsus, and he grew. And as he grew, he was educated in Greek literature and in the law of Moses as a Pharisee. Paul was a Pharisee, and educated in Pharisaic teaching, which held that God was the most important part of a Jewish person's life. So Paul did love God. He studied the Mosaic law. He had a very intimate relationship with God. He had just not accepted Jesus as the Messiah, as Savior. Pharisaic teaching held that God had set Paul apart from other people in order to study the law. And so for all of Paul's life, all of his adult life, that's what he had done. He had studied the law. Pharisees also believed that God would send a Messiah who looked very different from Jesus. Paul was one of the many Pharisees who opposed the thought of Jesus as Messiah. And remember in the book of Acts, Paul was standing right there taking the cloaks of those who wanted to stone the very first martyr, Stephen. Paul was right there giving approval to Stephen's death. But around AD 35, Jesus himself confronted Paul and revealed to him that he, Jesus, was indeed the Messiah, and that Paul was only persecuting the God he loved. Paul became born again that day and a devoted follower of Christ. Soon afterward, God sent him to the non-Jewish people of the world to proclaim the gospel, seeking out the Gentiles wherever they might be found. After being a missionary for about 17 years, the Holy Spirit led Paul to Ephesus. Paul stayed in Ephesus for about 2 years. And while he was in Ephesus, he was able to see that whole vast area around Ephesus evangelized, and he founded many churches, many house churches within the entire city of Ephesians. It was nearly 10 years later, in about AD 62, when Paul wrote to his beloved friends in Ephesus. By now, he was a prisoner in Rome, but although he was on trial for his life, Paul was concerned about the spiritual needs of the churches that he had founded. So the book of Ephesians is not just written to one church of Ephesians. It's written to the many churches that Paul had founded throughout the city. Paul wrote to the Ephesians because he wanted them to grasp the mission and purpose that God had for them. His letter is still for us today, and the truth of Ephesians is still true for us today. And the theme of Ephesians is simple. God, through his grace, has given each of us an eternal purpose and a mission to carry out. And that's my prayer for you as you'll be studying Ephesians, that you can begin to see the riches that Christ has for you. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in according to the riches of God's grace." Maybe there will be a verse that you can't get out of your head as you study through the book of Ephesians. I want to encourage you to write that verse down and to memorize it. This will be a time that you can plant God's word firmly in your heart and in your head. We'll gather each Tuesday morning in here for a short time of worship, which Krista will lead. Thank you, Krista, for leading us this morning. That was beautiful. She'll begin each morning at 9:55, and then we'll look into God's word for a time of teaching, and then we'll break up into small groups. I'm so thankful for each group leader and group assistant that God has provided. This past Thursday, we met together, and I can assure you that they are excited to meet with you and to connect with you, to pray for you, and to encourage you as you grow deeper in your walk with Christ. And here's why we do small groups. I was kind of thinking about it this way. A small group provides accountability and support, and I think all of us need that. It's one thing to say to ourselves, I'm really going to work on this. But it's entirely another thing to say, I'm going to really work on this to a group of friends. You know, I want God to change this in my life. We can say that, you know, to ourselves. Lord, I want you to change this in my life. But what if you were to say that to a group of friends? I need for God to change me in this way. I need for God to speak to my heart in this way. I don't want to keep living like this. I want to be obedient to God's word. Right then we become accountable, you know, to one another. And that's what the body of Christ really is all about, to become accountable, to support one another, to encourage one another. So I pray that you'll begin to trust the other girls in your group as you connect with them and as you can be open and honest and share with them your struggles. Because guess what? They have struggles too. We all do. None of us are perfect as women. Everybody has issues. And so I pray that as you meet within your small groups, you'll be able to be honest with each other about what you're struggling with and hold each other accountable. We're here to encourage you to follow through. Your group is here to pray for you. They will pray for you regularly. Your group leader will be praying for you each week. Your assistant leader will pray for you every week. I'll be praying for each of you that you will come to know and trust in God in an intimate way, that you will draw close to him and feel his closeness as you read through the book of Ephesians and work on each lesson, and that you'll come to trust one another, to depend on one another, and to have a closeness in your group as you journey through this study together.